wait till I get my money right.
Attention. InvestFest 2024 is coming back to Atlanta, and we at Earn Your Leisure are doing a crazy promotion. For every item you purchase on InvestFestEYL.com, we'll submit your name in a raffle to win an all-inclusive experience. To InvestFest 2024, you're automatically entered into the raffle to win this all-inclusive experience. Here's what you'll win. Round-trip airfare to Atlanta for two from Friday to Monday, or a $1,000 transportation and food stipend. One hotel room for three nights from Friday to Monday. Two VIP tickets to InvestFest. Two nightlife wristbands to all InvestFest Entertainment Network events. And black car service to and from Atlanta Airport. This offer runs until the end of June. Get your merch at InvestFestEYL.com and have a chance to win the grand prize. See you at InvestFest 2024.
The Department of Justice has a lawsuit against Apple. They filed the case against Apple.
Yeah.
And this is something that when we spoke, we had Doha on, actually, who works at the Department of Justice, and she talked about antitrust laws. And at that time, she's talking about the government's case against Google and a few other companies. But the United States government antitrust division, as I said, we had a guest on Market Mondays that spoke about that. And Apple now finds themselves in the middle of what they're saying is actually a very strong case by the government. And it will be interesting to see, you know, as far as they're talking about monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about the quality of videos being corrupted when you're sending it from Apple to Android, done purposely. They talked about lack of innovation because there's no competition.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you look at breaking apart a company, Apple has been, you know, the biggest company for a long time. So now the government is involved and Apple stock is down again and it hasn't done well in a while. So this obviously is not great news for Apple or the stock. So, yeah, let's talk about this antitrust situation with the United States government and Apple.
So what they're saying is that they've been suppressing the apps. I get that. And then also too, the messaging restriction is a big thing. So iMessage, of course, the blue text versus green text, like you said, the images don't come through clear on Android. They made a concession with FaceTime where a person with an iPhone can send a link out for anyone to join with an iPhone. Maybe this case will probably take 2 or 3 years. They may have to do the same thing with iMessage. But the bigger issue is if they try to break Apple up, and usually when these monopolies happens, it's because the consumers are being cheated. I don't hear many consumers complaining about these issues, right? So I think this case, even though it's going to be drawn out, Apple have to pay a fine. I think they ultimately will win, but we have to look at the macro cycles of these things. Like when the market is down or the economy is tighter, these kind of lawsuits are more prevalent. Like notice when the market was booming, economy was good, Apple was the darling stock. No one really cared. Now that the stock is down a little bit, we got NVIDIA to replace it. It's a cuter girlfriend on the block, new girl at school. Now it's like they want to move forward. And also, I think Fortnite had made a great issue that showed a little bit of weakness in Apple's kingdom. And then digital wallet control. So the control over NFC payments through Apple Pay, it's, even though it's a smaller wallet that most people don't use, they have a few things stacked against them that makes them look like a competitor. So Tim Cook needs to do a better job. And he's done an incredible job, like grew the business to levels that even Steve Jobs wouldn't have been able to get if he was alive. I think he needs to do a better job at massaging the government to have them lay off and then also give them a blueprint to make sure that they don't have an anti-competitive stance while keeping their moat. But the purpose of any business that anyone builds is to get so big that you get monopoly charges. So this is just a penalty of leadership. And also to push back on this, Android owns 50% of the market. It's not like if you don't buy an iPhone, you have no other competitor. When Microsoft went through this, they were really the only player in that PC market software-wise. You have a bunch of Android options, and I can argue for the last 7 years, a lot of the phones on the Android side have been better. It's the ecosystem that I think that Android does not have.
Does the ecosystem kind of give the DOJ the case to say that it is monopoly when you look at how it's laid out, right? You create the product, that's the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
You create the operating system, iOS, and then you create the apps, or you decide what can go on. And then when you decide what can go on, you put the 30% tax. In that case, but right, like there's a case there. They've always done it. Yeah. And so when you look at it, you can understand why the case would be made. But I think even with that EU lawsuit, there's a bigger case inside of it too, right? When now we're starting to see these big tech firms working together, right? So now it's the investigation of why is Google the search? Well, they're paying $10 billion. Mm-hmm. That's why they're the search that you're going to find, right? So like these type of scenarios where you're seeing the large, I guess, Magnificent Seven working together to get richer and get richer, but working together, it feels like it could be an monopoly. It just feels like it, right?
Yeah.
Because the interesting thing is like, can they break this up?
No. And I would argue if they do, it would give them two of the top 10 spots in the top 10 publicly traded companies of all time. So even if you break up the app store, like AirPods alone is doing, I think, $29 billion in revenue. One product. What do you think the app store is doing? So if they make that open, which I think would be a disaster for quality control, but if they broke Apple into two different divisions, at some point they're going to end up taking that lead back over again. I keep saying there isn't much innovation. Apple at scale is probably one of the biggest ones that have still innovated, even though they need to move faster. But like you say, it's harder to turn a cruise ship than it is a speedboat. But I think it would make them have two monopolies. I mean, we have Apple and Google right now. They're doing business. We really have a duopoly. And they're going after Google. Hermes is going through the same thing with the Birkin bag. Like, you have to have a preferred purchase in history before you can buy the Birkin. Okay, well, if you change that and you can just come in and buy the Birkin, guess what's going to happen? Well, let's just mark the price up to $50,000 minimum for one bag. Yeah. So I understand what the DOJ is trying to do. But I think they're opposed to trying to break up Apple. They need to make every other company that is like top 50 in tech be a lot more innovative. Like what's happening with Snap. And if they do this to Apple, they're definitely coming after Meta. Meta, you, regardless of what I may have felt and changes they need to make in 2022, they're bigger than any other advertising agency combined all time. So if they come after Apple, I think it'll set a precedent to come after Meta. Maybe then even to come after Tesla. And I don't know if they'll be able to win all those cases back to back. But Apple's always created the hardware and software. That's where the magic kind of comes in. And I'm not just saying that because I'm an investor in a company, but it makes no sense to try and break apart these companies at this time when a lot more innovation is needed and consumers are not complaining. The only complaint I hear is that the phone doesn't change much. And for the premium model, it's like $1,700. But you aren't hearing people complain about the ecosystem.
Yeah, I think the time frame that it takes to get these type of cases to go through litigation, it gives them a window of saying, because I don't feel like the DOJ is saying break up the company. It's saying like continue to do business, but have a better way about handling your business. And so the time that it's going to take to get this lawsuit to even to a point there's any, if there is a settlement, they have the leeway and the runway to say, all right, well, we can fix these things. It's like when they had the charger, right? And Europe was like, hey, you've got to change. This is unfair advantage. And they said, okay, before we get to a settlement, we'll just change the way we're operating when it comes to the charging stations in the docks. And so like it gives them that runway because they have the capital to innovate, right? They have the capital to pivot. It might not even come to a point where this thing gets dragged out. They'll just fix it before it comes to any type of judgment.
Even on the messaging front, like hypothetically, let's say if they charge $2.99 a month for Android users to have the same access to Apple's ecosystem and the blue bubble, like they're also going to create revenue opportunities out of this. Mm-hmm. Like even in the app store, let's say they charge 30%, they knock it down to 20, they're going to charge a 20% VIG and then find a way to have a subscription on top of that, which would drive in more revenue. Like you have to be careful what you're asking for. And I get the protection of the consumers, but they haven't done anything to harm them. Like when back in the day, when it was just Microsoft operating system and Linux. Okay, I get it then. But now you can pick an Android, any kind of phone, the App Store. And even with the App Store, the way that the App Store structure is clean. If not, you would have a whole bunch of porn apps and OnlyFans and scam apps available everywhere. And then they'll come back and apologize a year later for messing up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.